This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 364.
Save it for the show.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm the other one, Pandalicious.
And this is a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, but with a twist. Because it's a clip show, guys. And guess what? It's a good clip show.
We haven't done a clip show in a very long time.
We haven't. And it's the holidays. And I'm thankful that we have enough things that we've cut out of shows before that we can create a whole new show so we can get our itis on.
Well, I know someone who's getting her itis on.
And I know other people, like you, are getting your itis on. Which is really important. It's importante, if you will. So we've gathered together a bunch of clips and pieces from shows, frankly, that you've never heard.
Never heard them!
Because most times when we've recorded them, they've happened before we've actually started the real recording of the show.
Or right after.
After. And immediately said, oh, we can't put that on
the podcast. That can't be in the show.
Well, guess what? Our producers has decided that it absolutely can be in a show.
It can have its own show.
And that show is this show.
All right, I'm just highlighting my notes right now for a game I'm going to talk about because I literally pulled it out of our emails that we got this week because it ships October 5th.
Penis. With a one.
That's the best safety word I've ever come up with.
I would do it with vagina, but I don't think it would have the same kind of appeal.
It doesn't. It's because vagina is too long. Too many things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like vagina.
And besides, a vagina wouldn't be pointy like the one.
No.
The one is like a penis.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. So we'd have to put like, I don't even think there's an O. There's no O in vagina. So
no, there is no O in vagina. And we can never call a podcast that, but I really want to. There's no O in vagina.
Sigh.
All right, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. We'll talk about it on the episode.
Beautiful.
I'll probably still take a nap after this.
Panda naps,
they're essential for my existence.
I'm going to make popcorn and try to finish the fuck out of Darksiders 2.
Why are you not playing Far Cry?
Because here's the thing about Far Cry.
Wait, why don't we just talk about it on the show?
Okay, let's do it on the show.
Because,
let's actually do an intro, and then we can do this.
Yeah.
No, because I haven't seen her all fucking week. Pretty much the first time each week that I see her is when we do the show. So we usually shoot the shit for about an hour before the show.
Hey, I've been home all week. I've just been in my room.
Or doing other shit.
Or doing other
handling
shit.
Handling business.
Or knitting.
Or knitting, exactly. I've been all over the place, karaoke kings, and
I can't wait to. Well, I'll talk about that on the show.
Yeah, we'll do that on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
You know, one day I'm just going to do an episode where I just put you in the mic and tell you to talk for an hour and a half.
By myself?
Yep, I'm just going to see what happens.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
I know, but it's going to happen.
I don't know why Anna doesn't just take certain clips of things I say before the show and just make that a clip show.
Because
priceless.
Oh my god. Now, Rochelle, when you think of pigs in the blanket, what do you think of?
I think of sausages wrapped in pancakes.
Now that's funny, because I was saying that to James a couple of days ago. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, next time I'm over here in the morning, we should have pigs in blankets. And he goes, why on earth would I want to have that? I'm like, because it's fucking good. Like, why would I want to wrap a miniature wiener, like, in a croissant? And I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? Is white people shit? And he's like, don't say it like that. I'm like, don't you ever go to IHOP? Pigs in a blanket, dude. Sausage and pancakes. He's like, that's preposterous. I'm like, you're preposterous.
Yeah, he's fucking preposterous on that. Pigs in a blanket, like, is fucking sausage wrapped in a pancake.
What? Yeah.
And it's syrup, and it's fucking delicious.
Delicious. And he's like, well, I've never. I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, we'll fix that. I'll make some pancakes. We'll do some sausage. We'll get you straight in the head.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Fix that shit, because that's just
fun. I was like, what the fuck is that shit? I'm like, a hot dog in a biscuit, whoopsie fucking do. It's a hot dog. I'm like, but sausage and pancakes? Now that's hella delicious.
Yeah.
At least well, the thing is, there's no slim pack and there's no complete collection for my Hime, because I look. You
no,
get, like,
I don't
know
why they...
like, one disc, and then you gotta go and buy all the other fucking discs. You're like, son of a bitch. I just want them all together. They're like, nope. Like, fine, it so... doesn't even have to be a thin pack. I just want them all together. Nope.
I know.
Because I can't watch shit one at a time.
I know.
You know,
like,
it's
seriously,
and
like, I bought the first two DVDs of When They Cry, which is...
Well, let's talk about it in the podcast, actually. I'd like to have more conversation about... thin packs versus and how you enjoy your anime and
okay, and
less of a book report of here's the thing that I watched and these are the main characters and this is why I liked it and this character is a bitch.
Okay.
I got it.
Figaro. Oh my god, you're scaring the fuck out of me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Paul was in my doorway and I was laying down so I didn't know he was in my doorway and then I got up and there was a figure in my doorway.
And Rochelle, a bastard comes idiot. Out of nowhere.
I'm about to do the title right now, you fucking asshole. Jesus Christ.
Breathe.
Yeah, good thing you didn't. I would have had a heart attack. Unlike the one I almost had now. Yes, please, thank you. Oh my god! Stop doing that!
Did you record that, Rochelle?
Oh my
yes,
god!
I did.
Oh my god!
I got that whole thing.
Oh my god. Don't ever do that again. You know what? If I died of a heart attack tonight, you'd feel like such an asshole.
Okay, sis. Tell mom to get on the computer so I can show her my hair.
Okay.
All right, love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Good show. Bye. What is it with you and the rape today?
I don't know.
Are you, like, secretly wishing to be raped or something?
No!
There's a lot of rape coming from that direction today.
Rape.
And she's like, oh, and speaking of rape, did I talk about rape yet? You put rape on a salad because it's actually really good. Like, you just sprinkle a little rape on there. Ooh, yummy.
Oh, dear. It's like, can I have the rape to go?
I would like a side of rape with my rape, please.
No rape. No bun seeds.
Yeah,
no
I don't want any buns. I just want rape. Can you put a little gravy on my rape with just a hint of rape sauce? That's
no,
all I want.
Rape reduction.
Well, we need a rape reduction for this episode.
I'm sorry.
What the shit?
I don't know where that... It must have been the Wendy's I ate for lunch.
Well, don't fucking ever eat there again. Wendy's makes you think of rape way too much.
Oh dear.
I blame the Wendy's for me talking about rape.
Wendy's makes me want to talk about rape.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Stay away from the fucking Biggie fries? I don't know. That's just wrong. Oh, yeah. And the Fable 2 DLC.
Oh, there's new Fable 2 DLC?
Yeah, you're gonna need about 560 points.
Fuck that. Not
happening. Change your dog.
What? I already have my dog.
No, but you can change him. I have a husky now.
Are you serious? You can change your dog?
Yeah.
I need to come up with money.
See, I knew I'd get you right there.
Oh my god, can you have a chow chow?
No, but or you can have I'll talk about it in the show.
Okay.
Because that's not the most interesting thing about Fable 2 DLC.
It's like, pay 500 points to change your dog. Do you hate your dog? Do you want to change him? Now you can. And everywhere I go, I've been wearing my blazer.
Yep.
With our emblem on it.
What's the response like?
Well, I don't look at people who are looking at me.
No, has anybody been like, I like your blazer?
Well, no, but people have walked past me. I'm sure they looked at my ass. So they had to have seen the emblem.
You're sure they looked at your ass?
Well, either that or the emblem.
And I understand, I've got a 26-year-old brother that is never getting out of the house.
Yep, this one's 25, so, you know, she's got one more year.
You have a brother who's 26?
I've got two brothers. The one's 26 and one's 20... I don't know what the other one's like 23.
Really?
Yeah.
See? You learn a lot.
No, the 23-year-old's out of the house. Been out for 2 years.
Example.
Shut up.
What?
It's coming.
I had to cough.
Anyway, I didn't know Alpha had two brothers that were in between my age range. I was unaware of this.
Penna's like, why didn't you give me the digits?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. I know you like them, Lily White. It's all right.
Shut up!
What?
I would not talk.
I didn't say anything.
That's right, and you best shut the F up.
Aww.
Let's do this.
Oh, I think I hit a nerve.
I know, Ninja, it was really funny. He was like, I'm really lazy. I don't even know what to say to him. Like, you say, hey, this is AlphaVox from DPL. He's like, I'd like to be on your show. Can we arrange that? He's like, I'm going to copy and paste that shit.
No, what I was trying, and I think I said, why don't you just say that? Because you said it better than I was trying to get you to do my work, lazy ass.
He's like, I'll copy and paste
but
that.
But see,
thing.
Here's the thing. She's so lazy, she picked up on that and wouldn't run with it.
You can't fight her laziness. Her laziness is strong.
It is.
Her laziness is strong with this one.
It is, oh, it is like to a level where I am just like, damn. Oh, I feel like I need to do something. Just
I'm not lazy. I'm not lazy.
You're so lazy, you can't admit you're lazy.
If I was lazy, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, you guys. I'm not lazy.
No, that's apathetic.
Or stoned. One or the
Take
other.
Take them.
Man, so I am not lazy! I was out in the yard, in the S yard today, sweating and picking stuff up and cleaning it, making it look nice.
Awesome. Okay. What were you doing yesterday?
Playing.
You're not lazy. You're not lazy, you're motivationally challenged. It's okay.
You know what? I get enough of this on DPL! Oh, and on this show! Oh! You guys are so mean!
Grr, I'm going to my room! Oh wait, I'm already
in
my room. Let's add milk in, shall we? Add to conference!
Hello?
Hey there!
Hi there!
You made it!
Yeah!
Yay!
I quit my job so I can do this.
You quit your job so
you can do
this?
Come do Ash, really?
No, I wanted to say that because it sounded nice, but I had to quit my job anyway.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I felt really special there for about half a minute.
I'm a hot piece of ass. I look sexy. I do.
I didn't say you didn't.
I know. I'm saying it to myself.
Oh, okay. So I get this email in this week from Bethesda Soft. And you know how they snubbed us?
Well, we weren't really on the list, but we pretended to be snubbed.
Yeah,
Okay.
So I get this email from one of the PR people that was working
for Bethesda and work in the booth. And she was talking about how she wanted to update everybody on her contact information because she was leaving California and moving to the East Coast to become a full-time employee at Bethesda, handling PR and stuff. And so I wrote her back,
mm-hmm.
even though I'd never met her before.
Right.
So I wrote her back, and I was like, oh, Tracy, it's so good to hear from you. It's really cool to hear about you being able to come to the East Coast and work for Bethesda. You know, in life, it's really hard to get your passion to line up with what your day job is.
Blah, blah, blah.
Already great to hear when that happens for people. I'm on the East Coast as well, so welcome back. I don't know if you remember that or not, but since you're going to be in the Maryland area, if you need any recommendations on great place to eat, especially in the district, holla at a sister and let her know. In any case, just want to make sure you've got our current information, and I definitely look forward to working with you in future, especially since we're getting ready to launch our new print magazine shortly. So enjoy the move. I hope you find everything okay, and it's really great to hear that you're going to be on the East Coast.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, a whole big thing, like, I knew her, because I couldn't pick this bitch out in a lineup if you actually, mm-hmm. you know, paid me. Mm-hmm. So she writes back the next day, like, this page and a half long email.
Right.
It's so great to hear from you. I'm so sorry we didn't get to catch up at E3, but as you know, it was crazy. So I'm like, bitch, you writing me back like we know each other, and we don't.
You wrote to her like you knew her.
I know, but it's so cute that she wrote back. And it was real obvious that
why don't you, she could be doing the exact same thing you were doing.
No, I just think it's so funny because it was real obvious in the email. She was trying to say, like, real ambiguous stuff so as not to, like, out herself that she didn't remember me. But obviously wanted to play nice because she didn't want me to do anything, like, bad in writing or anything.
So anyway, yeah.
So I get through the email and she's like, I'll definitely take you up on any recommendations. She goes, because I'm still really bad at finding out where my place is. And you should totally come up at the Bethesda work so I can show you around sometime.
Oh,
ka-ching!
Oh, I think I know what thing you're talking about, because I did this one. Mm-hmm. I can get it to play.
Secret note. Oh. Take over all games. Fuck it up its ass. Mail it to Xbox. Forward it to Sony as a warning.
I was pretty upset.
So you made a note to yourself through the voice recorder to take over all games.
Yep.
Use it to fuck Microsoft Xbox up the ass,
and then forward send it to Sony
as a warning. Shot.
Yep.
Uh huh.
Yep. There were several on here, but that was the cleanest one.
Okay, so you're talking about Borderlands and Obscure. What's the whole name of the game?
The Aftermath.
The Aftermath. Not to be confused with The Afterbirth.
That was... Giant symbolism in the movie.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, I'm in a silly mood.
You're something.
I am.
I'm not exactly sure what, but you are definitely.
Agreed. You don't even have to come up with the word. Well, I'm already getting a really big reimbursement check from the school, and I already know with 400 of that, I'm getting a PS3. Nope, okay. already told myself, so that's going to happen.
Okay.
So, all right. That's my gift to me. Then I'm going to pay some bills.
I like your priorities. First, I'm going to get myself a PS3. Then I'm going to pay some bills.
Yep, then I'm going to pay some bills.
I decided to be lazy and make ramen instead of cooking real food. And then none of the pots were clean, so I upped it, and I upped the laziness and microwaved it.
Oh, microwave ramen!
Yeah.
What flavor ramen?
Oriental. It's the only one that doesn't have meat in it.
Oh, okay. That's right.
And it has to be Top Ramen or the Walmart brand, because Maruchan has meat in it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
I know my ramen.
So right now, my timer says that we're sitting here at 1:18. There are a bunch of things that can be cut out.
Obviously, any of the long pauses.
Yeah, the long pauses can go. My burping can go. The yelling at mom can go. So, Andre, you shouldn't have a problem catching this down to an hour.
Yes.
I heard was it.
Hey, that means I in robot, which means I see and I understand. See? There we go. I get it. I understand robot and squirrel. Squeak, squeaker, squeak, 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 squeaker, squeak, squeak.
Okay.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, God. I'm going to drop you from the conversation to bring you back so we can
He's doing it, too.
Oh.
Squeak, squeaker, squeak, 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 squeaker, squeak, squeak, squeak.
The party was posted on Facebook. So she just sent me the link for it. It's called Night of Mayhem. And, it's, you know, SFX 360 and Too Old to Play.
Oh, cool. I like the SFX crew. I follow a couple of people. I think Devin Kosky does SFX.
And it's at the Lear Irish Pub in Boston.
Kick-ass.
Just Gamers Gone Wild.
Nice! Send it to my Facebook.
21 plus, party packed with some of the hottest gamers from the country. Like us!
Yep.
There'll be a rock band tournament.
Oh, thank God.
Yep. All right. So she just told me to let him know that I'm from GG.
Okay.
So, oh my God. So that means I'm going to be in the front of the line and be like, yeah, I'm from GG and this is my entourage. Oh my God. It feels so
bad. I will be your posse.
You shall be my posse.
Can I be the lead in your posse, though? I don't want to be like posse member number 3.
No, you're like my right hand.
Kick ass.
Is this a whole separate show?
No,
these are going to be bits on the end of each podcast.
Yes.
How many clips per ending of show?
Well, depends upon how much time-o we have left-o.
But then how many, we don't know how many intro-outros we have to do because we don't know.
You have to do an intro and outro for each every one of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but basically, one of you will say, in this next clip,
But I don't know any of this stuff. I wasn't there.
Well, that's why we gotta listen to them, dipshit.
That's why I've got a list for you here, and you're going to hear them. Then
Rochelle's gonna have to do the intro part, because I can't be like, oh, I know what this was about. I didn't listen to it.
Did you actually look at the fucking page?
Have you read the page yet?
Okay, have you read? Literally, he names who we talked to, where they're from, and what we talked about.
You're so mean. Okay.
Because we make you read?
Yes. You do know that reading is fundamental.
Yeah, well. Oh, I had a really good comeback, but then I lost it.
And that's what Jin does to you.
All right, let's do this.
Exams just got over with.
This was really good timing then.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I haven't done exams in years, and I'm much better for it. My brain is, like, so big.
I miss tests.
I don't.
I do.
I don't test well.
Yeah. I test awesome.
Orally, I test amazing.
Oh, I bet you test well orally.
You know what? You can suck a nut. You know exactly what I meant.
I know exactly what you meant.
Yeah. But, oh, my God, you suck. You suck. How's my mic sound? Does my mic sound nice?
No.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Wait.
It sounds really good, and I'm really mad that I don't have
Okay, how about now?
All right, you know what? Stop fucking showing off, okay?
How about now? Does that sound all right?
I do not appreciate.
You should totally appreciate.
I do not.
Appreciate me. You are not very disappointed. Love me.
No, I'm very disappointed.
Love me. Hug me, hold me, touch me. What? What?
So.
Oh my God. I have like way too many Xbox demo discs. I need to play some of this shit. Yeah, or I don't know.
No, because if you play through all the demos, there's like 200 points worth of achievement gamer score things on them. Mm-hmm. And I should really do that because my gamer score kind of sucks.
I know, my gamer score is beefy.
Is that the size of your gamer score is how you use it?
I do use my gamer score for good. This is true.
I use mine for evil.
You do use yours for evil, and you need to really stop that. You're hurting little children. Guess what?
What?
No, you gotta guess. You gotta guess what?
You have syphilis?
Would I be this excited then?
I don't know.
If
would
I had
you?
Syphilis? No! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Just thought I would check, okay? Damn.
If I had syphilis, please believe me, there would have been a phone call to the house like a long... Syphilis,
no?
No, because of the fucking snow, so it probably won't come in till next week. I'm so disappointed. But!
Does it have to do with a bread box?
No, but guess what? Guess what? Guess what? I found my Uncharted 2.
Oh, good. Where was it?
Okay, so the cleaning ladies had knocked it all the way underneath my Xbox. And I only found it because my speakers are starting to go. The Jerry Rig set that I have, that they're 11 years old from LabTech, that I had when I got that PC that I had when I was in high school. Those speakers are starting to go. Like, I've had them all this time. Every single move, all that stuff, they're starting to go. So I was reorganizing them so I could make them angled up a little bit so they would fire up a little bit so I wouldn't notice that the sound was waning as much. So I had to move my Xbox. And when I did, sure enough, there was a disc there. And I was like, oh, motherfucker, do not let this be Uncharted. But kind of do let this be Uncharted. And it was.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
So there's me.
Oh, you went robot-y for a second. Do you have lots of internet things open?
Yeah.
Can you please close them?
Sorry, I was sitting here waiting to see what the fuck was up, so I entertained myself with some ESH.
Well, if you had had your phone, you would have known what the fuck was up. So see, we're both fuck-ups when it comes to that. The one time that I put my phone on airplane mode, you were blowing me up, I'm blowing you up, and you don't even have your phone in the vicinity of your body.
Yeah.
Ready? Okay. No. How funky is your monkey?
How loose is your goose?
I said, come on, everybody.
And shake your caboose.
All right, I'm good.
That says skeet. No, but only when it's really excited.
This does not say skeet.
Yes, it does. Skeet!
No. Surprise. Dave Chappelle says skeet.
Skeet.
Penis does not say anything.
Oh. Oh, no.
Stop it. Penises don't talk. Penises aren't real people.
Oh, penises talk.
They do not. They keep their fucking mouths shut.
They don't.
By the way, this is probably going to be a really, really inappropriate podcast. I'll just let you know that now.
Why?
Because I like to say cock.
What does it have to do with the iPad?
Nothing. I just like to say cock.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel so good today that I'm going back to my original status, and I am doing this podcast sin ropa.
Sin ropa? Without clothes?
Well, pantalones.
Pantalones, that's what I say.
Pantalones.
Don't do it.
Pantalones.
Woo! Sin ropa means without the clothes. As in easy buff. As in... you need to open up something that you can take notes in because I got a bunch of stuff for you.
Okay. Let me get out of
here. Don't sound excited or anything.
No. I'm waking up. I just took a nap. God.
I was wondering why you hadn't texted me yet since it was after 4:30.
Oh, shit. It is after 4:30.
Yeah.
Oh, oops. I was napping. I figured you'd call me. I had the headphones on, so when it rang, I'd hear it.
I'm very glad about that.
I was prepared for the call.
I'm very, very happy about that.
Oh, before I continue, so I was talking to Crop this morning while I was in between cleaning your boudoir.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about history and something, and I said something about, like, I don't want to live such a closed-minded life. I'm like, you know, I'm like, everyone always talks about they want to travel the world, and I know that's very cliche, and I'm like, I have a very closed and sheltered box, and I want to open it wide. And then I stopped, and I was like, I'm sorry if that was offensive. And he's like, I don't have a problem with you talking about your box. Which I thought was hilarious. Caught me off guard. I was talking to somebody, and they're like, man, when I leave work, it's just like, you know, getting off, you know, like, yeah, this is what somebody said to me. And I said, really? I'm like, when I leave my job, I feel like I just got out of prison. But I always do something on Sunday that lands my ass right back in. Like, I think they were trying to slim the controller down also. So, I mean, for those of us who don't have big banana hands.
Banana hands. Okay.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I know.
Robins.
Yep.
Yeah, like those big mitts. And mm-hmm. I know, like, people who have smaller hands than that, I think you'll feel a lot more comfortable holding this controller for long periods of time. So, I mean.
Well, that's an important thing, because that's one of the bones of contentions that I have about my current Xbox 360, is that for my original Xbox, I typically use the kid-size controllers, right, which are smaller because they were more comfortable in my hands, because I have, you know, small hands. I'm a short person. There, I said it. You know, I've accepted it about myself.
See, I haven't made jokes about that in a very long time.
I know, that's because you like living. Okay, so I've got
you got some Sunshine?
Stuff from, I do. I got some stuff from Ubisoft. I got some things about Fable 3, and also talking about the September, October
okay
corridor for games, because you've got Kinect dropping November 4th.
Did you hear about that Milo game thing where you befriend a boy and eventually have butt sex?
No.
Oh, well, you don't really have the butt sex. I just added that. the way that the game goes, you think you're going to have butt sex. Apparently. Like, it was the first, like demo of Kinect. You, like, befriend this kid named Milo. And, like, you go swimming, and you go fishing, and you talk, and you walk in the wilderness. And I think there should be some fucking, but, I mean, he is only, like,
sodomy.
I know. Like, nothing calls for sodomy like the wilderness.
You're so wrong for that. Did you make these tweets? Especially this one right here, where we have on tape where you went to the bathroom, and this one seemed to happen right around the time that you were in the bathroom?
Ooh, I'll stop that.
What? You tweet from the toilet. You've told people on Twitter that you tweet from the toilet. Not that you're on it when you're tweeting, but that you are in the bathroom. I've seen you do the tweets from the bathroom series on Twitter.
I did one.
Okay? So don't act like I'm saying something that you haven't said your damn self.
Yeah, all right. I'm going and getting rid of them right now.
She had 8 ding-a-lings in her vahey-hey.
She did. It was really disturbing because I never knew what one looked like, and then this show showed me what they look like, and now it horrifies me.
What?
Like, I've never seen what it, you know, what it looks like. I've never looked down in there.
All right, you know, we'll have this conversation, you know, tomorrow. All right, so I think we're ready to go. Let's see. Move that there.
Me.
Okay.
You.
Us.
Wee.
Pee. Yeah, that's good. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. Trying to fuck it so you need to shit.
Here we go again.
Fuck, fuckity, fuck. Fuck.
speaking of fucking. No, for the holiday season.
Fucking for the holiday season. Are you for real?
Listen.
You know that what your statement just came out of.
I know.
Speaking of fucking for the holiday season. I'm waiting for, I don't even know.
My friend Melanie does lighting for a burlesque show in Boston. and she's going to get tickets. And I might see if you want to see if she'll cop another one because it's the slut cracker. Oh, and I think you would really enjoy it.
The slut cracker. Yeah. I feel like I must be a part of this somehow. I'm gonna
ask her because she's being the gaff lighting thing. I think
she's the gaff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I think we're gonna be able to get like 3 or 4 tickets. And I'm like, the slut cracker sounds fucking fantastic. I totally want to go. And I'm like, let me see if Rochelle wants to go because I think that's an experience we should have.
The answer is yes. You had me at slut cracker. Someone's grandma owns a gun.
Stop it.
Don't talk about my Nana. Okay. Alright, I don't need to keep this in my ear. Actually, yes, I do. Just in case someone needs to tell me that we need to stop for whatever reason. Fuck a duck.
Afternoon. Are you ready? Delight.
No.
Good.
No.
Oh, that is a bird.
I told you it was a bird.
Well, where's that weird thing at the bottom that's curling up? That makes it look like not a bird.
Well, it's called camouflage, so it don't get eaten by, you know, the bear.
Oh, okay.
Or the cheetah. Well, it's supposed to look like a flower.
It totally does.
Exactly.
I was like,
because
flower?
A bear's not going to be like, ooh, let me eat this flower. But a bear be like, I'm going to eat the shit
out of
that bird.
You never know, there might be a vegan bear out there.
No, there's no vegan bears. You don't get to be that fat and be vegan.
Who said that the bear would be fat?
Bears got to be fat in order to survive and hibernate. That's why they store all that shit, so they can live off it while they hibernate.
Squirrels don't.
Vegan bear would die. Squirrels this big. Okay.
No, squirrels are bigger than that.
Okay, squirrel stomach this big. Like, when you wet a squirrel down, it's the size of a fucking chipmunk. Okay?
I love chipmunks.
Okay. Bear? Not so much. It's a little bit bigger. Like on a scale of animal. Squirrel versus bear. Bear's bigger.
Yeah, but I think the squirrel would scratch out the bear's eyes and get a couple of good shots in before the inevitable stomp.
That squirrel wouldn't be able to stand up to a bear fart. The bear would fart and the squirrel would be like, die.
All right, let's do the show.
But yeah, it's a bird.
Dowels.
What?
I just like that word. Dowels.
Okay. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of our wonderful weekly podcast. You are a
dude. We should talk about that ninja game. That was cute.
Yeah.
Don't be mad because my score's higher than yours.
I'm not mad.
I'm just saying.
I'm not mad. I'm not bitter.
I'm just saying.
I'm not bitter.
Bitter is not a good color.
I'm not bitter.
You're not bitter.
Yes. No, I'm not. Like a lot. I'm not. Stop poking me.
I didn't. I pinched.
Stop it! Leave my foot! No! Bad!
It's like a Sawakawa pillow.
No, it's not like a Sawakawa pillow! Now stop it!
It's like a cat pillow!
Stop it! You dork.
I don't want to set up!
Don't be a douchebag. You have one job you have to do on the weekend.
That's not true because I have two jobs. I have two jobs.
You only have one job that I require.
I know, but I don't get paid for that job.
I think you do get paid when you get to go to events. Have to pay at the door.
When I go.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to get up. Can I just speak louder?
No, because it echoes, bitch. This is not soundproof.
Well, we should work on that. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. You're serious.
Eventually. Not right now. I have a cold. This is awesome.
No, just speak real nasal.
Yeah,
do your Fran Drescher and we'll be alright.
Oh my god, guys! This is our podcast. Oh my god, it's gonna be so awesome.
Well, you guys are in a New England area, so you know, whatever. You guys could actually pull it off.
God, your voice is giving me mono right now.
My voice is giving me mono right now.
You gonna sit up so we can do the show now?
I'm close enough to the mic. Do I have to
sit
up?
No, you need to sit up.
Can this be this? Can I do this?
No, you can't do that.
But my feet are warm underneath the thingy. They're warm. Can I do this? Can I do this?
No, because you won't do
that. I'm sitting up.
Your arm will be so fucking sore and asleep. Oh, don't be a dick.
Now my warm spot's hidden forever. Can I do this? Can I do this?
Can I do this?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
Move it closer. Keep it going. There you go. I'll do you even a solid. Not my ESH one, but take my blue hoodie there, the Apple one, because I got to wash it anyway. Yeah, come on. Not that one. Yeah, that one. Okay, just the blue one, not the black one.
There's a black one?
Oh. Yeah. And you can put it over your feet so you can have a warmie.
Yay! Okay. Awesome, I'm ready.
All right, that work?
Well, just let me know.
You need to download some content into your Dropbox.
Bitch, don't we talk about my Dropbox?
Are we talking about your Dropbox? Dropbox.
Don't talk about my Dropbox.
That is so nasty.
That's nasty. You don't talk about other people's Dropboxes.
I talk about Dropboxes all the time. Look at that Dropbox.
You better not. That's just nasty. Ain't your business.
You need to empty that out.
It's not your business what somebody puts in somebody else.
Empty it out. Dropbox. You dork.
The fuck?
So, you ready?
No, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, yes.
Yes. Okay, we gotta do the show.
Yeah, motherfucker. All right, I just had to answer this message. Message answered, you know, because I'm sweet talking Jess. Like, hey, baby, how about you write for me? What's up? You said you will. What's going on?
You do realize that now that's gonna make her the hottest girl on Ash, right? Like, physically attractive anyway.
She's still not going to be Ash. She's just going to be a contributing writer. Yeah, that's like saying that Evan's the hottest dude and...
Actually, out of all of them, he is. So.
Actually, I think Deuce actually wins that.
I meant for B3. I wasn't thinking about Deuce. Deuce is married.
We were talking about the hottest dude in Ash. I'm married.
Yeah.
What, so am I automatically out of the running?
No.
Be careful how you answer that motherfucking question, bitch.
I said no. But we know it's me. No, you got mad swagger. I don't have that.
Did you actually just say that?
Like, yeah, but I don't mean
like,
it.
Like, I appreciate your timing.
That was really... You gotta believe it was funny, though.
That shit
no,
was
you
funny.
No, you got mad
that
swagger.
Shit was funny, though.
You win.
No, you're funny.
Ah!
Well, you better hold your wig. You got naps, and it's really making me angry.
Careful, my boobs are underneath that hair.
Whoops.
Jeez.
Forgot. All right, shall we?
Yes. No. It's...
Yes. No.
No, no, no. Yes, I'm ready. And I was gonna go, no, but really, you're probably the hotter one. You got bigger boobs than me.
Bigger boobs does not equal hotter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
And you're successful. You make money.
You make money.
You like white guys.
You like white guys.
I know, but I don't make that kind of money.
You're hysterical and you're killing me.
What was the one we just watched with the succubus in it?
Astrolot's toy.
That. Astrolot's.
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 Astrolot's. See, A star.
A star lots.
Yeah.
A star lots.
As Starlots.
Ashtalots.
No, as. As in like A's in. As Starlots.
This is gonna be bad. Is there a Japanese version? I'll probably make out the Japanese.
No, Astrolot's toy.
Is the Japanese too? Damn. I probably am gonna butcher it.
You can't say Astrolot.
Astrolot. Thank you!
Was that so hard?
Yes, because when it comes time for me to say it, I'm going to butcher it.
All right,
let's do this.
Okay, so with that said, shit that we're digging this week, Panda.
Oh God!
Since it's your birth month, why don't you go first?
Sure. Should I dig this week? I'm totally gonna change it on you guys, and it's Escaflowne the movie.
You're such a punk. That is not what you were gonna say, but because you can't say the name in English and you don't know the Japanese name, you won't say it.
That's right.
You are such a punk.
But I like the movie though. I got the collector edition of the Escaflowne movie that came with the original release, the soundtrack, and also some bonus features with some of the voice actors and stuff too, which is absolutely amazing. And you should get it if you don't have it.
Okay. All right.
What's the shit you dig this week?
I'm actually going to dig the thing that you actually dig but won't say. I like the anime series Astronaut's Toy. I think that it is really, really adorable. It's streaming right now on Crunchyroll, so check it out. You can view it for free, or if you've got a paid account, you can see all the current episodes. All right, so we got a couple things we got to do.
No!
Yes! Yes!
I have to shower!
Was it not my fault that you're stinky?
I'm not. I'm only slightly stinky.
it's not my fault.
You have a light funk, and we're not talking about the pee funk.
Wah, wah. What else do we have to do?
Did you. Were you not the one that wanted to go through your script?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, motherfucker.
My bad, I forgot. Rochelle, I've got 2 hours to get ready.
It takes you 2 hours? We're only going to the motherfucking Olive Garden. It's not like we're going to, like, the Lizard Lounge or someplace on Lansdowne Street.
I haven't even decided what shirt I'm going to wear yet.
What the fuck? It's Olive Garden.
I have to find a bra. That might take me an hour. And I have to redo my hair because, unlike some people, I didn't get my hair done this morning. So I look like Lucy Freebush. Yeah, with this bun on the side. I need to be looking some kinds of nice because everyone else will be looking like nice and crap. I need a barber because I need to get faded.
What?
You have to do the title.
For what?
268.
What is that?
It's new to you.
New to you.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
And that would be episode 268. Don't put that on the table. Don't put that on the table.
268. So I'll be like, this is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 268. This is new to you.
No, it's new to you.
It's new to you.
Yes.
Alright, because I feel like I'm going to say this.
Well, don't.
It's.
Like tits.
Tits. All right. This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 268. It's new to you. I thought Grand Theft Auto was 4.
Yeah, 4.
Was and I mean, it was huge. They made New York really, really huge. Granted, New York City
is not that big. But you felt like
it. You felt, well, because you had to go all across all these damn bridges to get to the next place, which is kind of like real New York.
Yeah.
But this is
what,
like,
up, NYC?
But this is, like, really big. Like, I was playing, and I was talking to another friend of mine who got it, and I'm just like, I didn't realize just how big this world is. Like, I mean, I'm climbing on stuff, and I'm like, I see no resemblance of life, like, human life, anywhere. I'm like, I could, like, fall off this cliff and die, and the story will never progress because there's no one here to be like, somebody just fell off that cliff. Like, it was huge. You know, and they do have the ability for you to, like, fast travel between areas that you've discovered,
mm-hmm.
but you gotta find them first. So you're wandering. Pretty much most of Skyrim's like, I'm fucking lost. Like, I felt so, I'm like, I haven't seen anything or anyone. I'm being attacked by wolves, which sucks. Because they blend into the fucking surroundings, you know, and you've got night and day, so if it's nighttime, you can't see a black wolf in the nighttime because it's fucking black outside. But, I mean, it's so big. Like, it is really big. And for someone who's done open world before, I'm like, it's not all that bad. But this is, like, big. Big, 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 big. Like, huge.
I feel so smug. I wish you could see Panda's face right now, because that was just precious.
I feel like dust on the boot. Like, I feel like dust, a dust particle on the back heel of somebody who works at Bethesda. Like, I feel so small and worthless right now. And because I don't know exactly what I'm doing either in this game, makes me feel even more worthless.
The title this week is This Is Big, 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 Like Huge.
That would be you.
Oh, can you make that bigger so I can see it, please? Because that's small, small, small.
She needs it big. Big, 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 like big, huge.
Big, 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 big. And one guy's like, small. Like, they're all... That's what I was channeling was that commercial. Big, big, big. All right, so it's episode 270.
Yes.
And this is big. Big, 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 like huge.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, if you had just said this is Electric Sister podcast, so
it's
got to
have more
in front of it, you would have been
gotta
done.
It's got to sound more like Panda. That was just Amanda fucking around. Totally two different personalities. Like, really? Seriously.
Stop playing with your hair.
I can't help it. It's so pretty. This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 270. This is big. Big, big, big. Like, huge.
Fine. Fine, fine, fine. Like, okie dokie.
He said it was fine. Fine, fine, fine. Like, okie dokie.
Big, big, big.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
Big, big. Oh, big, big, big.
Ah, funniness. I also got a text message saying that my Saints Row was going to be available at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday. So are they doing a midnight launch for Saints Row?
I don't know, but I'm not staying up for yours. Fuck that noise. Fuck it. Fuck it.
No, I'm sleeping. I don't need to.
No, but if they were giving out giant purple dildos, then I would get in line for that. But because they're not, I ain't getting up. I will see David at 11 a.m. Hello, David.
Ching!
Are you not going to eat that chocolate bunny?
Why are you looking at my chocolate bunny? Yo, why are you looking at my bunny?
Yes.
No, you can't eat my bunny. That's my bunny.
When are you going to eat him?
Doesn't matter when I'm going to eat him. That's my bunny. Can I nibble? No, you can't nibble on him. That's
can
my
I,
bunny.
Can I mouth on him?
No, you can't mouth my bunny.
I'll mouth.
No. Bunny. No. No, that's my bunny.
Why do you have it behind your ballerina's butt? She's probably farted on him like 6 times already.
Because that's just the type of ballerina she is. That's where my bunny likes to be. Don't, just don't look at it.
Here, let me help you. But now I'm looking at your hat, and I'm like, I should wear that hat. And then I would see the bunny and say, I should eat that
you
bunny.
You have on a hat, so you don't need another hat.
I can wear 2 hats.
No, you can't wear 2 hats, and you can't eat my bunny. No! Don't let me ever find him nibbled. I'll be pissed as shit.
Amanda, he's really melty. It was hot.
No, it wasn't.
Near my mouth.
Dan, he withstood all of summer, dude.
Eat a bacon brownie. It will change your life.
Yes, yes, do it.
If by change your life, meaning I have to sit around the bathroom for hours on end later on today.
I didn't say it would change it for the better.
Ow, my butt's sore.
Well, that's what you get for sitting like that, dude.
Ow!
Nobody told you to sit
I got
like
all
that.
Half zenny, and then my butt was like, ow!
That's what you get. Not everyone should do the...
half zen.
The half, you know, lotus position
thing.
Sit.
Ah.
Half lotus isn't for everyone.
Half lotus is not comfortable.
No. Half lotus is not for everyone.
All right. Let's just call this one... maybe, what the fuck are we gonna call this?
Rape friendly E3.
E for your bust!
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
That's what I've been
E3
saying.
Or double D's?
No.
No. E3 or double D's is wrong.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 294. E3 or bust?
Are they nice busts?
Let's keep that, please.
I will.
Yeah, this is funny.
So weird.
It's so weird to hear us back then. But Rochelle, it's been like, what, six years now?
Yeah, six years. 6 years and a couple months.
So, like, literally, I was just possibly turning 21.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been 6 years. That'd be
22. So you were 21.
I was a young, hopeful kid in college with big dreams. Oh, the shame.
Okay, we're back. Can you hear us? Can you hear us well? This is me speaking.
This is me speaking.
We're all speaking now.
Yeah, just give me some regular levels.
Alrighty.
Rubber, cement.
I didn't even eat not a one Triscuit. I gotta fix that. Alright, so this is me sitting where I'm gonna be sitting for the duration of the podcast and talking the way that I normally talk. And this is me getting really excited or raising my voice in a way when I really want to be heard or trying to talk over Amanda.
And this is how I'm going to sound for the majority of the show until I have something poignant to say in which I will do this. But then I'll realize it's not all that great and I'll bring it right back down to about here.
That sounds fine.
Excellent. All right, well, we are recording like a mofo, so let's do this. I have beer. It's
awesome. Beer in your mouth. Beer in my mouth.
All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are back. Let me do my level, you can do your level, then we can be on the level, and we can be like, whoop.
Okay. There it is.
Okay, so this is how I'm going to talk in my normal voice when I am directing and having opinionated sentence structure. And then this is me when I get really excited or I want to get my point across really, really loudly.
That's not very loud. But this is how I'm going to sound normally for the majority of the podcast until something catches my mind's eye, to which I might go, ooh, and hit there. I might refrain a little bit and then bring it right back down for a nice touchdown.
Your levels didn't change from the beginning of your sentence to that. No, that's not a level change. That's just you squeeing. Here's a level
squee
change.
Squee level.
This is...
La.
See,
la,
that's change. Okay, so this...
All right, this is me normal. This is how I'm going to sound whenever I talk about whatever I'm going to fucking talk about. When I get excited, I'm probably going to be about here, but then I'm going to come back right here.
Thank you.
That should be fine.
That's a level check.
Well, my voice is also cracking. So.
Well, my voice cracks almost every other episode. I want to, you know...
It's called puberty.
I know, and I just hit it.
And you just hit it.
Again.
Again. It's better than menopause.
I'll give you that. Double puberty.
Only because.
Double puberty is better than early menopause.
Double puberty? What does it mean?
What does it all mean?
Something's wrong with you.
It means bigger boobs. Not again!
Not again.
That happens. I probably really will have to have surgery. Pew pew! Chicky, meow meow! Jiggy bow 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 bow. Jiggy bow frow. Jiggy frow frow. Jiggy friggy frow 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 frow. Yeah, there it is. Nick!
Hello.
How goes?
Goes good.
Good. We're awake. I've had coffee and soda, so this should go pretty well. I hope.
Awesome.
I hope. We're hoping. We're positive.
All right. I drank all the coffee, too. Let's do this.
Yes! Okay. So typically what we do is we do our little open to the show, which is full of energy and awesome sauce. And then we're conversational style. We don't really have a whole lot of, we'd now like to ask you this question.
That's all right.
Typically how we go. So it should just be fun. Feel free, to say whatever the hell you want because we are tagged as explicit. So you can be as explicit as you like.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
You just fucking up a lot today.
I call y'all. My brain stopped for a second. Okay.
It was all that.
I was like, ah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait,
I'm back.
Beep. Flatline. All right, I got it.
Shut the door.
You shut the door.
You shut the door.
You shut the door.
You shut the
door. I didn't open the door.
I didn't open the door.
You shut the door.
Audrey should shut the door.
Oh my god!
Hey, I'm just saying, I didn't open the door. Open her! Alright. My face is up in my microphone.
Good, because now we got these levels again. You can't be hating on her because...
No,
because
she did at
it
least...
It was an equitable deal. I mean, she got what she wanted out of the deal.
Well, I mean, she almost lost it, though.
I mean, she almost lost it, but she still got it, though, is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, like, Sleeping Beauty did no effort. She slept.
That bitch was like, I'm gonna take a nap.
Like, well, oh no, I touched the spinning wheel. I'm dying.
I touched the spinning wheel.
Bitch, I hit every day, and I never fall asleep. And I mean... And then what? Mulan cross-dressed, infiltrated the army, took out Genghis Khan.
Fucking, and he was like the Genghis Khan of like bad dudes.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Genghis Khan was like. So I'm just saying, she worked really hard, and mm-hmm. she wasn't even trying to really kind of get up in that general's business, but she did kind of like him. She's like, but I can't, because I'm like a dude. He doesn't know I'm a chick.
He doesn't know I'm a chick.
And then I got like hurt in the side, and then he saw my boobies.
He saw my boobs.
I'm like, not my fault. I kept all my stuff under wraps.
Oh, it ain't my fault.
And then Tangled, you know, she ran away from home.
That bitch just needed a haircut.
Well, that would have ruined the spell.
That would have solved almost all of her problems, though, because she never would have had no issues with her mom if she just got a haircut.
And I mean, and then what? We had Tatiana, who was working several jobs, saved her enough money for a restaurant. Then got fucked by the system.
Totally.
Then got turned into a frog and met her man as a frog.
As a frog. Like, the black princess...
They were ready to live their lives as frogs together. Right?
The black princess, oh, she gotta work 8 jobs. Her dad gotta die.
Because her mom was Oprah. They ain't gonna kill no Oprah, especially not in Disney.
Ugh, can't go Oprah. But her dad's gotta die, okay? And then she gets her money together for the thing just to have the white man be like, nah, we got somebody else that's gonna do it. So
like they offered us more money.
But keep your fucking pastries because they're delicious. Bye. Okay, and so
I'll take my beignets and show them up your bent ass.
Okay, and then she gets all upset, goes out, and just like tries to have a moment. And her rich ass friends be like, put on one of my pretty dresses. You so pretty. We could be pretty together. It's cool.
Hey, okay. I liked Lottie, though.
She did. Lottie was adorable. She was really just her friend, which was really cute. And then she puts on the dress like, I'm a princess. Kisses a frog, gets turned into a fucking frog, then has to work twice as hard as a fucking frog to stay alive, just at the end to be told by the voodoo lady, oh, you had it all within you the whole time, child. You just gotta dig a little deeper. Fuck you. I worked 8 jobs. I got my money. I couldn't get my place.
My mama's Oprah,
and I still couldn't get a loan for the damn restaurant. I couldn't get it.
Because her mom wanted her to learn it for herself. Oprah was a self-made woman.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm like, just like help a sister out. Like, through all of that, then finally you end up being a princess. Finally.
Well, she only became a princess through marriage.
That's what I'm saying.
Grace, a lot of these bitches were princesses via marriage.
Most of these princesses were born princesses.
Well,
Sleeping Beauty, born a princess.
Snow White,
born a princess.
Ariel,
born a princess.
Mulan was not a princess.
No, but became a princess.
Not even, because if she married a general, she would not be a princess.
Okay, Jasmine
was
born a princess.
Born a princess. Cinderella was not a princess.
She married.
Married. That's right. And then who am I missing? Alice in Wonderland, even though she's considered a princess, didn't marry anybody. Because she's a lesbian.
Well, I mean...
She does like cats and books.
I'm just saying. Oh, she does like cats and books. I'm just saying. All I'm saying.
Oh, my God. See, now we're seeing a transition of already established princesses to marriages, you know, princesses through marriage. I think we're seeing that. Pocahontas was a princess.
Yep.
Are
we forgetting?
I feel like we're forgetting somebody.
Yeah, we are. Oh, Rapunzel, princess.
Yep.
You know?
Actually, it's really weird because Into the Woods, they make it so that Rapunzel's not a princess.
Yes, but in the Aesop fable, Rapunzel is a princess. So, yeah.
And then Belle married.
Belle married.
Belle married and became a princess. Wasn't one by birth. That's who we're forgetting was Belle.
Yeah.
Belle. What's this? What's good?
Well, she really is a
bougie. That's a lace for I can tell.
Oh, okay. So now that we've recorded all of that, I guess it's time to do the show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. There's a whole lot of princesses that were born into being a princess that had, you know, stuff. What?
I want to see more gay things in Disney.
Oh, yeah. Merida from Brave.
Princess by born birthright. Princess.
Birthright.
Yep. Yeah, but at least she wasn't like, I don't want no man. She's like, I just want to ride free.
But yeah, Merida was born a princess.
Yeah.
And then
the Aristocats, they were just aristocratic cats.
Bitch, you ain't got no money. I don't know why you getting all excited. You ain't got no money. I just gave you a $50 fucking credit so you can play some shit to talk about on damn podcast.
I know. I can't wait. Because I bought 400 days because I was going to play 400 days because I had literally $6 in my wallet on my PSN and it was only $4.96. I said, shoot, I can buy this. And I did. And then it's like, I'm like, damn it. Like, I have this awesome game.
Can't play it.
Why the fuck don't you have PlayStation Plus? I don't understand.
Because it costs money. That I obviously don't have.
Panda Presents the Panda Show starring Panda.
Why not? That would be an awesome show.
Alright, so that was really inappropriate. So we're off to a really good start.
Yay!
I've got my phone on vibrate in my pocket. So
mine's on vibrate.
Will you stop it? And it's also very weird to hear myself
be sexy?
No.
We are going to try and get a show together. Evan misunderstood my message to Gerard. Because we love Hip Hop Gamer. And I was reaching out to him because I wanted to have him on the show. And I was like, yeah, we should do a round panel. And I was like,
No.
I want a round panel. And so, like, I hit Evan on the side. I was like, well, I was actually going to have him be on the show and try to get a couple other friends.
He's had Hip Hop Gamer on his show, like, two times already. It's our turn.
Because I'd like to do a show about what it's like to be black and in the industry.
Because Evan doesn't understand what that means because he's white. He can do whatever he wants.
He is, in fact, white. That did happen to him.
He will never understand the struggle the way we do.
Motherfucker, what struggle you understand? Besides having a job.
I have a job!
Smoking like a true black person. I have a job!
Yep. So, obviously, we need to make sure that we don't hit record until we're actually ready to hit record.
So, obviously, we don't have a question of the week this week, right?
No, we don't have a question of the week this week because it's a canned show. So, we can't have a canned...
They're all
question.
Canned.
No, they're kind of sort of canned. There's like... It's like working and jarring, like pickling food.
It's a jarred.
This podcast is a jar. It's not a door. But... what it is pretty freaking awesome. So you want to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast, either via the iTunes Music Store, the iOS podcast application, or the Xbox Store by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the subscribe button, or visiting us online at electricsisterhood.com to check out our podcast and grab those new episodes. But guess what?
What?
We're also on Vogue.
We are.
So you want to make sure that you're checking out our podcast on Vogue and participate, like answering our question of the week, interacting with us on chat, because we do that sometimes. So you want to make sure that you hit up VogueNetwork.com. Check us out. Kind of awesome. Just saying.
Okay, didn't they get it?
And there are also great shows on the Vogue Network that you should check out, like Bobby Blackwolf Show.
Or Critical Myth.
So much coolness. In addition to those things that are pretty freaking awesome, there are also other podcasts underneath the Electric Sisterhood banner, the ESH land realm, if you will, which include shows like No Borders, No Race, which goes out on Tuesday, held down by our homeboy, King Baby Duck. Great new music, beats, EDM, trap music, brought together and curated by our homeboy, Deuces Wild, over at Geek Aggro on Wednesday. And on Thursday, if you've got issues...
He's got issues.
The Issues Guy with the Issues program, which you should definitely check out, and is a live call-in show. So you get to call in and share your issues, talk through them together, have a blast. For all your nerd needs for the rest of the week, satiating you and keeping you in the know, make sure that you follow us on Twitter at ESH News. You can also hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. And now is the time on the podcast where I turn to my sister and I say... Hey, Panda.
Yo.
What shit you digging this week?
My mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, your mac and cheese is actually really
it's
bomb.
It's so good.
Seriously, it is. It's fucking bomb. Delicious. I can't.
Yep. Yeah.
I dig your mac and cheese, too.
Ha ha. I win.
I'm going to be ready for a nap, so right now. Yeah.
So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm the other one, Pandalicious.
And we are out of here until next week's, guys.
Eat sensibly.